All right, so today we're on I'll begin on Pei's Pei Gimel, but I'll begin on Pei Beis Amud Beis. Is everybody ready? I'll go over a little bit from yesterday's daf because it's connected with today's daf, and then we'll see where we go. And if you'd like, there's a chumash over here for you, Yosef, if you'd like, if you get the urge. So, 3 lines from the top on page 164, 82b, third line from the top. Amar Rabbi Yudmar Shmuel, not Rabbi Shteki Karod. Again, we said that a husband can be mayfair. He can revoke the vows of his wife. If it's inui nefesh, it's dead. And then also, if it's devarim bein ola beina, but that's only a more limited type of revocation. But we're focusing on inui nefesh now. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yudmar Shmuel, and we're on the fourth wide line, or the third, the fourth line from the top on Pei Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yudmar Shmuel, not Rabbi Shteki Karot. If a woman took a neder, she's not going to eat these two loaves of bread. V'achat metana v'achat ein metana. So the way the Ron explains it, one bread is like a high quality bread. He says one is pat nekia, one is like a very high quality grain. So it's like a grade A bread. And the other loaf of bread is a pat kevar, like a grade C bread. So she took a neder that she's not going to have these two loaves of bread. He says, Bachat Matana, Bachat in Matana. In other words, not having one bread will cause her inui nefesh, and that's the high quality bread, the seed bread that she doesn't care about. He says, Mitokshu Mefer Lamitana, Mefer Lashenu Matana. So according to Shmuel, since the husband has an absolute right to revoke the neder that's caused her inui, in other words, she made it in one neder. It was one neder. She says, I'm not having these two loaves of bread. One loaf, though, was a grade A bread. The other was grade C bread. So he has an absolute right to revoke the A. So since it's all one netter, the whole netter gets revoked, according to Shmuel. And we'll explain shortly. Okay. For Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi says in Rav Yochanan, Mefer lemetana v'in mefer l'shem metana, that the husband can only revoke the netter vis-a-vis the A bread, not vis-a-vis the B bread. Now, the way the Ron explains, and we'll do the Ron shortly, he says that it turns on how you understand, like the pasuk. It says "Ishai kimenu b'ishai yiferenu," that if a woman takes a neder, I think this is lanot nafesh. Let me take a look in the chumash. Of course, we have a chumash right here, but so this is in the 900 range. Let me just quick look. One second. I'm just getting the pasuk out. Right. So it says in Pasuk Yudalid, this is page 902 in the Art Scroll, Perik Lamed, Pasuk Yudalid, it says, Kol Neder v'choshvari sar lanot nafesh, any neder or shvua that involves inui nefesh, ishahi kimenu v'ishahi firenu. Her husband can confirm the neder, or he can revoke it. So yifei renu, revoke it, meaning you have to revoke the whole thing. In other words, you can't take a surgical knife and cut away. So that's the way Shmuel understands the pasuk. So I have to. She made one neder. The neder involved two loaves of bread. So Mela, the whole thing's going to go down the tube, so to speak, since the whole neder is falling by the wayside. Whereas Reb Yochanan, he also darshens the same pasuk, but the way he understands Yifei Renu, that which you could revoke has to be totally revoked, and so that is he. All that which you're capable of revoking. So the part you're capable of revoking is the pot nikia. But the other pot, you don't have any control over it. So that's the way they're going to understand Pesukim. And we'll see it shortly in the Ran. And then the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, he says, V'ikad amrei, this is 5 lines from the bottom on Pei Beis Amud Beis. V'ikad amrei, others say that the way this went down in the Beis Medrash was, by Minei Rav Asi Min Rav Yochanan. Not that Rav Asi quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying this way. Rav Asi posed a question to Rabbi Yochanan. Nad Rav Shteki Karot, if a woman took a neder from, you know, barring her from eating two loaves of bread, v'achat mitana v'achat ein mitana, and again, as we explained before, one caused her inui nefesh, that's the grade A bread, and the other one not, the grade C bread, mahu. So what's the halacha, Rav Asi says, Rabbi Yochanan, to which Rabbi Yochanan responded, amarle mefer l'mitana v'ein mefer l'shem mitana, that he can revoke the neder vis-a-vis the grade A bread, but not vis-a-vis the grade C bread. Okay, let's see a little bit with the Ron on this. I won't do the whole Ron, but let's just take a look. Okay, so We'll do selected. So on the fifth very wide line, Amr bin Mar Shmuel Nad Rabbi Shteki Karot, Yonda Amra Shteki Karot Elu Alai. So that's what she says, that these two kikarot are prohibited to her. Bachat mitana she patnikia. One caused her inui nefesh, that's the patnikia, the very high quality bread. Bachat ein mitana she patkebar, that's a coarse bread. Mitokshu mefer limitana they sheish ba inui nefesh. So Shmuel holds, since he has an absolute right to revoke the patnikia, he says mefer l'shem mitana. He's also a part of the package deal. He revokes the great sea bread, Afa Pisha Ainba Inui Nefesh, Kimishtain Dvarachila, made for the Shay Matana, Bigrara de Matana. In other words, everything gets dragged along. Filo Hiper Stan, Polinet, or Mukhari, but he just says, I'm Nafer it, so that's it. Ravasi, Amar of Yochanan, Mayfair Lamatana, but in Nafer the Shay Matana, Isham Dlaitlai Hak Grora. He holds it's not all dragged along, he'll explain shortly. Hilkaka Filu Hiper Befairish Lamatana, the Ain Matana. He says, even if he says explicitly, I'm revoking both. He says, "Ainu mufar l'shem etana kach pirshu rabotai." That's the way my rebbeim explained it. Bloriti lachamihem begrara d'shmuel tam lama. But I didn't see them explain what's the underlying svara. So v'nira be'enai, everybody focused around the 10th wide line in the Ran. V'nira be'enai d'shmuel Rabbi Yochanan b'hachi pligi. It seems to mean that Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, in my view, the Ran says, are arguing over this point. Shum dekraktiv b'isha yifeirenu. The pasuk, as we saw, says that her husband can revoke the vow. And the Gemara later on in Pei Zion, which is coming up in a number of days, determines that he has to revoke the entire vow. He will revoke it, means the whole enchilada. But if he just revokes part of it, it's not a revocation at all. So if he attempts to, you know, just do a little bit, that's not mufar. Shikahu ikar agirsa b'yishmai to the lakaman. That's the way, main way of learning later on. Like we are going to explain, he says later on. He says mishumahachi ka'amar became a denadra mishteki karo. So therefore, he says, this is according to Shmuel, since she took a neder from two kikaro, two loaves of bread, and on the side he says arei hein kineder echad. So that's like one neder. V'yishol lafer echad sign yifreno k'tiv mishumahachi nitoshu lafer. So, in other words, the way he's understanding it, I have to revoke the entire vow. So, part of the vow is a part that I can revoke, and part not, but I have to do the whole thing. So, I'm doing the whole thing. The Ami Lamati Mayfair, if you say he can't revoke it, in other words, if you say he can't revoke the part of the great zebra, then even grade A is not. The Torah gives more authority to revoke Nadarim that have Inui Nefesh. They're both like linked together. And if you say he can't revoke it, he can Inui Nefesh. There will be Inui Nefesh. So again, the way Shmuel understands it, so technically speaking, he really doesn't have a right to be Mayfair the great sea bread, but since they're both in one Neder and he's somewhat, and he can't cut it up and dice it up, he has to do it all or nothing, so it's all, and that's the way he has to do it. That's the way, when one said, let's be patient, let's think, let's listen, and then we'll pause, okay? So, and please sit up straight, okay? So he says, so according to Shmuel, the whole thing's going down the tube with the hafar. Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mefer Lamatana, Vein Mefer Lamasha, Ein Matana. So Ravasi and Rabbi Yochanan, no. You'll just revoke like the grade A bread and not the grade C bread. The Sfirle, he holds, even though I agree, the Torah says Yifirenu, you revoked it, fine. The Mashma Kula Velopagate means all and not half. Hainu Lamar Sirk Lafair, Pula Nedeshu Yachol Lafair. It means he has to revoke whatever he is legally. Right, everything he's legally empowered to revoke, he has to revoke. Yifirenu Dekra, Inui Nefesh Koi. The Pasuk is talking about Inui Nefesh. Hilka Kusha Yifair. So if he revokes whatever has the Inui Nefesh, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's fulfilled the requirements of the Pasuk. We say he did Yifirenu. Okay, so Adkan, he explained the Shita of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Just a minute, another six lines, then we'll pause and we'll summarize. Now, he's focusing on Shmuel. Shmuel says it's one neder, and part of it has Inui Nefesh, so you have to revoke the whole thing. So he's doing it. So b'chitei mimkin disfridli shmuli ferno kulinetakoi, but people he pagad later mehonel gavni dematzi bal mefer. Shmuli Shmuli said it's one enchilada, and even the part that doesn't have yud nefesh is going to revoke with kitakivna, like I wrote. Tikshilei manitin. So then we're going to have difficulty with the Mishnah. The Dan, we learn the Mishnah later on, and daf yomi people had this already. Nitulani mina hayehudim. If a woman makes a neder that she's prohibited from having intimate relations with any man, any Jew. He says, Yafer Koko. So the Tana Mishnah says the husband should revoke his chelek, right? That's he says that's Dvarim Bein Olubina. Utei Mishamashto. And then he'll be able to have relations with her. But as far as everybody else, you know, tough luck. Right. Yamai, why should that be the case? Neima came in the Renal Marachmana. Why don't we say, since the Torah said what's good for the goose is good for the gander, so Yifirenu, he has to revoke the entire vow, so that we should say, in other words, we should apply this, according to Shmuel, the same story that Shmuel says here, that should be in the Mishnah later on. Now, the Mishnah later on is Tanayim, so it's not looking good for Shmuel. So the Ran is saying, how can Shmuel say, if it's all together in one netter, so you have to take down the whole netter, even though part of the netter is things that are, would normally not be part of his authority to revoke, you know, Devarim, that's not Inui Nefesh. So the same thing should be true later on when she makes his neder, Netula Nimin Ahudim. Debelav Hachi Lo Efshar. He says, so he should be Mayfair everybody, because otherwise he can't do it. So Ikla Maymar, the Efshar. No, it is possible. Why? To Shirle, the Shmuel, the Eferenu Demash Makula, below Palgate, Inui Nefesh, Bukud. So Shmuel holds, when it says Yifeirenu, we saw the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk talk about? Lanot Nefesh. It's talking about Inui Nefesh. So this din of Yifeirenu, it's only by that part of those Nadarim that are Inui Nefesh. Yeah, there it has to be all or nothing. So lo ashkan le b'dvarim shebein ol lebeina. We don't see the dvarim bein ol lebeina. Uvan itin v'l kaman, uve b'raith d'maiti la b'gvara, b'nidrei Inui Nefesh nakit lo. Lo b'dvarim shebein ol lebeina. So when we talk about Shmuel, you know, holding the Sfar, he's talking about Inui Nefesh. Umilta the Shaykh of Tama, he, it makes a lot of sense, the Ran says, the Nidre Inui Nefesh, Shum Kepeda, Idahu, Demasi Mayfair. In other words, when it comes to Inui Nefesh, that's her Hakpada. In other words, it's causing her difficulty. He says, the Inui Gabahi, she's having the Inui, she's having the affliction. Shumahahi Inubadin, she affair, Lakatsain, Damani, late fate. In other words, so it all caused her some level of Inui. That's the way I saw in the Masivta. Like, even the thing that you're thinking, not Inui Nefesh, but that also is a little bit of Inui Nefesh for her. Like, here we had about the bread. So even the bread that's great seed doesn't cause her Inui, but, you know, a little bit maybe it does, so therefore it makes sense. Now, the Varm should be known to Beina, Nishum Kepeda de Baalhu. But Varm be known to Beina, like, there are intimate relations, so it's the husband's Hakpada. He's the one upset about it. He'll cough my low copy. So when it doesn't bother him, I don't care what you have with everybody else. My copy shariva azila dafshe kini rebbe nice. So then he's going the flow for himself. Okay, so let's just summarize, and then we'll move on. And then okay, so we
learn. I have a question.
Let us all be patient with questions for 2 more minutes, and then the questions will be open to the floor. Okay, is that a fair deal? Okay, so we learned 2 shitot in the Mishnah. So again, we said that the husband has a right to revoke nadarim that have inui nefesh, that cause her affliction. So affliction is most often, you know, lack of eating and things like that. So here where a woman makes a neder, she's not going to have these 2 loaves of bread. One loaf is grade A bread, one loaf is grade C bread. One loaf causes her inui nefesh, one loaf does not cause her inui nefesh. So what are the rights and remedies of the parties under these circumstances? So Shmuel says he has an absolute right to revoke. And since he can revoke part, he has to revoke the whole thing, because if they renew, you have to revoke the whole thing. That's it. And then Rabbi Yochanan also has that limit about if they renew, but Rabbi Yochanan says it means you have to revoke whatever you're legally capable of revoking. So Rabbi Yochanan says the only part he can revoke is the Inui Nefesh, the one loaf, the other loaf he's got to leave. And then the Ran took up, how can Shmuel say it's all or nothing when the Gemara has later on in the Mishnah that if a woman makes a neder, she's not going to have relations with any Jews. So the Tana Mishnah says that the husband should revoke so much of the neder that relates to him, and the rest should be prohibited on all the Jews. But if it's all or nothing, so he should revoke the whole thing. So he says, no, that we're talking about Inui Nefesh, then it's all or nothing. But over there, it's Tvarim Ben Elbena. Okay, now, all right, we're going to take everyone with questions. Let us be patient. I'll take them one at a time. First, I'm going to do the people who are here, then I'll do the people in Zoom land, and we'll do it. So what do you have for me here? You're good, you're good, you're good. Okay, now in Zoom land, who's got questions in Zoom land?
I do.
Okay. Is that Ruth?
So you,
okay,
yeah, you call.
Yeah, go.
You can hear me.
I can hear you.
So you called our attention to the Chumash. In two different instances, after the husband revokes the neder, it says, Vashem Yislach Lo.
Right.
Why does that enter into the equation and it doesn't in the Gemara?
Okay. That's a different Gemara, which we'll touch on later tonight. And it means that let's say she didn't know about the revocation and she violated what she thought was a valid neder, but it wasn't a valid neder. She still needs kapara. That's by Shem Yislachla. Okay. But the Gemara says that elsewhere. Okay. Who's got other questions on what we have? Any other questions? Okay. So moving on. All right. Now we're two lines from the bottom on Pei Beis Amud Beis, 82B, two lines from the bottom. Okay. Now we're focusing on the second version where Rav Asi posed a question to Rav Yochanan and the halakha looks like it's like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mefer lebetana, vein mefer l'shem metana." He can only revoke that which is inui nefesh, which is loaf A, but loaf C, he has no ability, no authority to revoke the neder vis-a-vis loaf B. I mean loaf B, which is grade C bread. I get a little confused with the letters, but you get the idea. The second bread, which is the inferior grain, he has no ability to revoke. So now the Gemara says Epe. So Rav Asi posed a question to Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah Masechet Nazir, which is coming up in just a few weeks. So everybody remember this Mishnah. So when you get to Nazir, then you'll be in good shape. Okay, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Shanad Rabbi Nazir. If a woman took a neder to be a Nazir, meaning she's going to be a Nazirah, he says, Vaitasho Tayayinu Metamal Meitim. But then she was intentionally drinking wine and coming into contact with dead people, which we know is not good. If you're a Nazir, that's exactly what you're not supposed to do. So the Tana of the Mishnah says, I'm taking Gimel Manal to the top line. She gets malkot. She gets lashes because she violated the neder. She gets malkot. Now, the Gemara over there discusses why does the Mishnah even mention this? It seems so straightforward. So this is a little bit like what you were asking, Ruth. So one ukimta, this is the way Rav Leibowitz was saying, one ukimta, I didn't look up the Gemara Nazir, but the Gemara wants to say that harezu sofeget ad arba'im, that's talking about a case where in other words, that when the neder was still, we think when the neder was still in full force and effect, and then later on the husband revoked the neder. So in other words, let's say she took a neder to be a nazir for 30 days, and then on day 10 she was drinking wine and metam lemetim. On day 15 the husband revokes the neder. So the Gemara wants to think that the Mishnah is teaching me that she still gets malkot, and it's proof that the husband, only his revocation is only from that point going forward, not for the past. But the Gemara ends up saying, rejecting that, and saying that this first halacha of the Mishnah is basic, and it's just put in as preamble for the second halacha. Hefer la ba'alo, milo yadasha hefer la. Now is your time to shine, Ruth. He says, if her husband revoked the vow for her, but she didn't know he revoked it. So as far as she knows, the vow is still forth in effect. And then she's busy drinking wine and being metam lemeitim. He says, "Eina sofeget ad arba'im." She doesn't get malkot. Does not get malkot. Okay, now let's take a look. Now the Gemara says, "This is Rav Asi's question to Rabbi Yochanan." The amrit mefer lemetana v'in mefer l'shein metana. Now, if you're going to say now the husband's right to revoke the neder is only for inui nefesh here. In other words, we assume this is a din in inui nefesh because it's causing her a lot of, you know, pain and distress, being in the zero. If you say a husband only has authority, or you have to place, Josh, the fifth line, keep focus on the Gemara. Pei Gimel Mem Aleph in the fifth line in the Gemara. So it says, line four and line five. If you say that a husband only has authority to revoke so much of the neder, which is what Rabbi Yochanan says, as relates to Inui Nefesh, Vilma Minyayin La Tsa'ara, Hefer la. So even though it says Dilma, the Ram says Lav Dafka, means then he only revoked the neder from wine that caused her distress and not having the wine. Min Chartzan and Zag, lo Hefer la. But from the Chartzan and Zag, and it's not spoken in Gemara what Chartzan and Zag means, but one means the pit and one means the grape skins. So in other words, so the Chartzan and the Zag, so one way, either way, there's a way to understand it either way. So in other words, so he would not have had authority to revoke the vow vis-a-vis, in other words, inui nefesh is from the wine, from the, that's what caused her distress. She can't have the wine. But right, but you're not having any inui nefesh because you not have can't have grape peel or grape seed or grape pips. He says, Daha lo itla tzara, betispo get arbaim. So she should still get malkot because if she's, you know, drinking the wine or having the grapes, if she's having, you know, the grape skins and the pits, so she should still get malkot. So from the fact that the Talmud says she does not get malkot, that's a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. If I say that you have authority to revoke the whole thing, whether it's Matana, any Matana, so I understand. But if according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, your authority only extends to that which you're authorized to do, which is only Inui Nefesh, so she should get malkot here. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, ain't Nazirut l'chatzayin. So Rabbi Yosef says the Hezber is, when you do Nazirus, it's like you're like signing up. Like it's like, you know, you're signing up for the army. You're in the army now. You can't say, you know, I'm only in the army, you know, Monday to Friday, you know, weekends I'm home, stuff like that. And so it's like you're in the army. So you sign up to be a Nazir, you're signing up for the whole program. You can't sign up for half a program as a Nazir. So Mamela said, what? No, right, right. So it's saying in Achinami, that Rabbi Yochanan says he technically is only authorized to revoke those things that cause her inui nefesh, but in this case, once he revokes that, so she can't be a nazir anymore. In other words, you're either a nazir, you're not a nazir, so you're in or out. So in this case, she's out. Okay, one second. Let's just do a little run, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So let's take a look. So on the bottom line, on Pei Beis 82B, the bottom line, 164. So the Gemara explains in the second Nazir that the first line is because of the second line, the preamble. So the Ran says, if it says Dilma, perhaps the Gemara says, because maybe he's only revoking it from the wine, lav dafka. That's not literal. Even if he explicitly said, I'm revoking this whole vow from the wine, the skins of the grapes, the pits of the grapes, everything. But Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar ain nefer l'shem etan and lomahani mishum tamad tekevna. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it doesn't work. In other words, it's you don't have authority. But tispo gedar ba'im him ita the hakihu. So, and if it would be true that she would get malkot, habli tana shmina and hak rebuta. So the Tana should teach me that chiddush. I.e., dafilu hefer la. That even if the husband revokes the vow for her, nevertheless, she will get malkot. The bala sofeget, bafilu bezag bakartzan. Hey for the bala sofeget, bafilu bezag bakartzan. Yeah. In other words, that even if the husband had revoked the vow vis a vis the zag and the kartzan, that would be ineffective and she would get malkot for that. So Amr of Yosef in Nazirut l'chatzayin. So Yosef says no Nazirus for halfway. It came in Lomashkaka Nazirus for a full apple, Zag Kartzan. We never see a Nazirus, any Nazirus in the world that doesn't also apply to the skins and the pits. He says, but Ki Amar Akmani Feirenu. So when the Torah says he has to revoke it, the Mashmat Kula, Al Korkin Afilo Zag Kartzan. So in this case, it's even applying to Zag and Kartzan. In other words, once he's made for the Neder, if you're either a Nazir, you're not a Nazir. The whole thing is a unit. You can't. This type of netter cannot be cut and sliced.
Not separable.
Right. It's inseparable. Is correct. Okay. So we're pausing for a question from Yosef, and I'll take questions from Zoom world also. Okay. Yeah.
Was it that he didn't do both, or he just said the good bread?
No. No, so the Gemara is saying that even if he says, I revoke the entire vow, the two loaves, even if he says, I revoke the entire vow, so, right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, only one loaf would be impacted, okay? All right, so any questions in the Zoom world? All right, I'm moving on.
And Shmuel would say, even if he only did one, the other one comes along with him. That's it?
So Shmuel would say, No. Wait. If they renew, you have to revoke it. So according to Shmuel, you can't revoke half the neder. Yeah, Lefora, that would be the way we would Shmuel. Okay, now let's take a look for the Gemara. Now,
Rabbi, you also mentioned about the Chartzanim in Hebrew. Chartzanim means the pits. So you're saying that the common Hebrew today is not necessarily the Lashon of the Gemara?
I'm saying we're going to learn Masechet Nazir in a few weeks, in 1 week. In Masechet Nazir, there's a machloket, what the Chartzanim and the Zag are. According to one opinion, Chartzan is a pit and Zag is a skin peel. According to the other, Chartzan is the skin of the grapes, the Zag is the pit. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
In today's Hebrew, Chartzanim are pit. So in other words,
I heard it already.
All right.
Okay, fine. Okay. That means Farmidam. Okay? Echabas Geher. Okay, now let's see back further in the Gemara. Now, now we're around line 8 on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, okay? 83A, around the 8th line. You have the place, Josh, right? Okay. So Amalei Abaye. So we know that Abaye is Rabbi Yosef's Talmud, and so they frequently show up together. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, Rabbi Yosef, HaKorban Lechatzin is Zirat Ika. Now, when Rabbi Yosef says his halakha, his Ein Zirat Lechatzin. So the way Abaye understands him, he says, you didn't say Ein Chatzin bin Zirat. There are no halves when it comes to the whole parsha of the Zirat. He said, Ein Nazirut Lechatzayin, that the Nazirut, like the prohibitions of Nazirut, can't be halfway. He says, Amayam Le'abayin, ha korban Lechatzayin Nazirut Ika. So, but there could be a korban for half a Nazirus. How so? So it means, we'll see the Ran in a second, but the Ran is going to say, let's say a woman took a neder to be a Nazir, a Nazira, for 30 days, which is like the Stam appeals and say anything is 30 days. Yeah. And then 15 days downrange, her husband revokes the neder Nazirus. So now, is she chayiv in any korban or not? Oh, for the first 15 days. So let's take a look at the Ran. So, Amalei Abaye had korban lechatzin nazirut ika bitnia mid the kamra in nazirut lechatzayin. Since it says it's known nazirut lechatzayin, below ka'amar. I don't know why it was for the slash here. But why should it be a hey? I think mid the kamar in nazirut lechatzayin. He says, Mashba divin Nazirut Atzmo, who'd like a Chatzayin. So it sounds like by Nazirut itself, there's no Chatzayin. I gave Korban like a Chatzayin Nazirut. You could have a Korban for half a Nazirut. How so? No, Shanad Ramata Kamishasar Yom, that she took a neder to be in Nazirut for 30 days. She counted 15 days. Behefer Labala, and then her husband revokes the neder. So that's the end of the Nazirus. Aval Kamishasam Shamantik for Lo Negru. But the 15, she dead, that's at the bank. The Kaimalan Perth Misha Amar, Harina Nazir, Baal make his guys. The husband, he cuts it off, but the first part were. Umitama Abaye, he has to be Korban, I'll make some minion. How could she be a Korban for half the cow? So back in the Gemara, Elamar Abaye, a Nazirat Lakatzayan, a Korban Lakatzayan. So Abaye says, there's no Nazirat Lakatzayan. In other words, you sign up for the program, you're signing up for the whole program. And there's no Korban for a Katsi Nazirus. Let's see the Ran on this. Elamar Abaye ain't Nazirat Lechatzayin, ain't Korban Lechatzayin. He hated in Nazirat Lechatzayin, just like he can't have Nazirat a half, you know, halfway. Shev Sharlah Fair Mixato. I can't be made for half it. Then a Yayin with the Asar Adayin Bezag of Chartzan. But just the Yayin is revoked, but she'll be still prohibited with the skin of the grapes and the pits. Hakanami ain't Korban Lechatzayin. The Push ain't for La Baal. So Minyan Nazirutav, and in fact, Minyan Otani and Mimbaim. Once he revokes it and the coming days are a zero, Shuvin Amaviyat Korban Mishil Mixat Minyan Nazir Shamantik Bar, so Amra Torah Lavi Korban Lakatzain Alal Minyan Nazir Shalim. So Torah says to bring the Korban out after completion, not after part of it. All right. Now, the Gemara is going to go on a digression now. So again, our main topic is Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that he can revoke it for Mefer Lamitana, but ain't Mefer Lashain Mitana. But now the Gemara has gotten into this issue about with the Zeros, can I have a Korban is there a Korban for a Lechatzayin? So Abaye says that there's no Korban Lechatzayin, and now we're going to discuss that for a bit and come back to our original topic in a few number of lines. Okay, so the Gemara says around 10 lines down in the Gemara and Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, but ain't Korban Lechatzayin, I mean, there's no Korban halfway, so Mefer. So this we ask Kasha. I think this is from a Bryce and a second Nazir. if a woman took a neder being a nazira, and then the brisa doesn't mention it, but then she became tamea. So she made a neder to be a nazira, and then she went to some funeral, she's tamea, and v'hefrisha behemta. Now, if she's tamea, this is why I told you to take the chumash out. You know, if she's tamea, let's open up our chumashim on to page. One second. Whether purpose or not, it doesn't make a difference. The page 760. 760. He says on the top line. Okay, this is in the Chumash Perek Vav Pasuk Tet. Okay, in the art scroll is page 760 for people who have art scroll. Okay, so the top line. So it says, V'chimot made a lot of petom. If a, like he's from Nazir, and then suddenly, you know, Afsalach, somebody drops dead next to him, the Timei Rosh Nizro becomes Tameh, like he's in an Oel Amed, where he's the Gilach Meshobim Tobiyosh Yotzainu, Yoshvini Abishte Torim. So on the eighth day, he'll bring two Torim, two turtle doves, Oshne Beneyona, or two young pigeons, Elakwein Apelchamoy, Vyasakwein Akalachata Bechaliola. So one bird is for a kata, one bird is for an Ola, and then it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, he says, "Baby, kevis ben shnatoli asham." He brings a lamb as a korban asham. This is when he's tamei. So he's bringing two birds, one chatat, one ola, and then the lamb as a korban asham. So let's see back in our gemara now. So he says, "Behefrish behemta." So she was mafrish to behema for the korban asham. He says, "Va'acharta kefir labala." And then the husband, so-called, comes to the rescue. He's mayfair her naziras. So Mavia Khatata Oath, meaning Mavia Olata Oath. So she has to bring the Khatat, the oath, which is a Khatat, but not the Olata Oath, and not the Asham. So this is getting a little confusing now. Now this is what we were discussing. So Abayi says that when it comes to the Zeros, in the Zeros Khatzain, you're either all in or all out with these Korbanot, and here it's coming out that looks like she's in a little bit for this. The Amidin Korban Lakatina Zerot. If you say there's no korban for a chatzin nazirut, and that's what she's got, in other words, she did, let's say, you know, 15 days, she became tamea, and then she started to separate all the animals, and then he revokes it. He says, "Amai mevia chatara'o." So why is she bringing the chatara'o? She shouldn't bring anything. According to Baye, the whole thing got revoked. It's all zero. There should be nothing. So, but Elamai, so Gorin says, so what do you want to say? Yesh korban lechatzin nazirut. So you want to say there is a korban lechatzin nazirut. That's what we're going to say. That even though it's a chatzin nazirut, there's a korban. So now, there's two ways to type this line up. Either it means that when she then would theoretically become Tahor and conclude her Naziris, she would have to bring three animals. And then in similar fashion, you know, she should have to bring the two birds and the one bird and the animal now. In other words, the three animals, that's when you successfully complete the You can successfully complete your Naziris. So let's look in the Chumash. The Chumash says, So it says on page 760 in Pasuk Yudalid, she brings at the completion, Keves ben shnatot tamim mechali Allah, she brings a lamb for an Ola, the kafsah kapa shnatot melechatat, and a female sheep or lamb as a chatat, and a ram for a korban shlamim. So here the Gemara is saying that if indeed it's true, in other words, there's two choices here. It's either ain nazirus lechatzain or ain korban lechatzain or there is a korban. Is there a korban for chatzin nazirus or not? So if there is a korban for chatzin nazirus, then notwithstanding his revocation, she should have to bring the three korbanot that she had up till now. She should have to bring it. But if there's not such a thing, she shouldn't bring any korban out. And I'll explain the lashon about the three animals in a minute. Okay, he says ve'elamai yesh korban lechatzin shosh behema ba'ila tuya chatan olu shlamim eliolam ain korban lechatzin zirut. So the Gemara says no. In Achinami Abai is correct. There's no korban for chatzin zirut. The chatan of dematkin ishim the chatan l'safek. The reason she brings the bird for a chatan is normally a person can't bring a chatan for a safek. In other words, if I'm either chayv a chatat, I'm not chayv a chatat. If I'm not chayv a chatat, I'm bringing chulin ba'azara because I can't just on my own decide I'm bringing a chatat. I'll be obligated to bring a chatat. But there's an exception for that, and that's by the chatat oath. And the example that the Rush gives is, let's say a woman, when a woman is pregnant, she has to bring, and gives birth, she has to bring korbanot. And one of the korbanot she brings is a chatat. But let's say she miscarries, and she's not sure whether she miscarried a viable, like an offspring that would have been chayiv to bring a korban, or maybe it was just like a nafel. So she could bring the chatat of, she could bring the chatat of. This chatat of comes for a safek, meaning the chatat of you can bring is more lenient than the behemoth, which is a chatat. And the chatat of, nobody will eat it, and that'll be the way it is brought. So the Gemara is saying here in this case that she, even though the husband has revoked her neder naziris, you know, it would be good. If, what's good for the goose is good for the gander here. I tell him to sit up straight. Good. Okay, good man. Okay, it's just, you know, there's a certain, like, year you have when you're learning. Okay, so so here, there's two ways I'm going to explain this. One, the easier way is the Rosh quotes from Rulazar Kapar. Rablazar Kapar says that every Nazir is a chote because he took such a neder to, you know, partake of all these things in the world. So therefore, she on one level, she sort of does need a chatat. Right. Any Nazir is the whole thing. So from a topic, and then the Nazir, the Rosh is something else, which is harder to touch up. The way I wanted to say pshat was like this, that I wanted to say that the Rosh is saying that the Tana is paskening that she that there's no korban. What's the expression? There's no korban lachatzayim, but the Tana is aware of a svara, a counter svara that there would be a korban lachatzayim. So in Akinami, though, he's paskening ain't korban lachatzayim, but you know from the safek she could bring this korban. In other words, the katan. In other words, the katan you could bring even if it's a safek. But I said this far before Rabbi Spilovsky, and he didn't like this far. All right, now let me just do a little bit with Ron. Welcome, Daniel. And then I got to get moving with this. Okay, we're running out of time. Okay, now let me just do here. Let me see. You know what? I'm going to skip one of the rounds, and we'll just do the second round on around 10th. Wide line on page Gilman Aleph. Okay. In other words, if she didn't become Tamei, I should have to bring three animals. In other words, if she would not become Tamei, so then she would have, in other words, any Nazi that's not Tamei has to bring three animals. That's the first shot. In other words, he's saying, like, Lu Yetzur, she would not be Tamea, then she should have to bring the three korban. In this case, she's Tamea, so she needs to bring the two birds and the animal and the lamb. Inami, I'm feeling it made by La Tushlosh Behemoth, or in the alternative, the Ran says, even if she became Tamea, she has to bring three Behemoth. The Kaman Dabal Lav Ma'akar Akar, Elamangas Gayas, Behafara Be'ela. So the husband is just revoking from now going in the future. So half the Nazir she has, whatever she's got, in other words, like the Tara Karsha Benitma Akar Malot. In other words, the Ron is trying to explain the language in the Gemara. He's talking about a woman who became Tamea. We're talking about bringing the bird, and yet the Gemara refers to the three animals. So either the Pshat is saying, like, theoretically, if she was not Tamea, then she should have to bring the three animals. So, and Shlamim. But here, where she's Tamea, so she'll bring whatever she's got. She's got, normally it's a Chatat, an ola, chatat ola and a shlamin. That's completion, chatat ola and shlamin. Here, where she's tamea, so she'll bring the chatat, the ola, and the asham. That's she'll bring all three. So, or the pshat is like this. He's saying that in Achinami, she has to bring these korbanot, but then even afterwards, she becomes tahora, then she should bring the other three animals. In other words, she observed a period of naziris. Let's say she did 15 days. Then she became Tamea, then her husband revokes the neder. So if I say that there is a korban for a chatzi nazirus, So she should have to bring the korban out for the tame zeros, and then she should also have to bring the animals for the tahara. In other words, she owes the. She didn't complete it, but if you say that there's zeros for this korban lechatzin zeros, then he has to bring the korban. Okay, everybody listen. When we say there's a korban for chatzin nazirus, it means you're still obligated in the korban, even though there's only partial nazirus. So that's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, the Ron is trying to explain why does Gemara mention the three animals, which were when the successful completion. So either the Ron means that she's got to bring these korban now when she's tamei, and then afterwards she's got to bring the other three, or he means that just like if she would be tahara, she would bring those three, so now she's got to bring this. Okay, but either way, the Gemara said that the chatar comes for a safek. Okay, listen, I'm running out of time, so I have to stop the questions and I have to move on. I apologize, okay? Because we need to cover ground. Okay, now the Gemara says four lines from the bottom, eighth day. So we're back to our regularly scheduled program, which is with Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi is propounding questions to Rav Yochanan. How can it be that mefer l'mitanav ain't mefer l'shein l'mitanav? So Eifei, so he posed a question from the following brisa: Aisha shenad rabbanazir, a woman took a neder to be a nazira, and then she became tamea. Bacharchach mefer l'bala. Then the husband revokes the vow for her. V'via chatara oaf, she brings the chatara oaf. V'im v'via olara oaf. She doesn't bring the ola. She brings the chatara. She doesn't bring the ola. Now here, she became a netter for a nazir, and she became tamea. She became tamea, so she came into contact with a dead body. If you say the husband can only revoke the netter, like you do, Rabbi Yochanan, regarding to those things that have inui nefesh, and not regarding things that don't have inui nefesh, turn page. So then, if he's only authorized to revoke that which causes inui nefesh, the only thing he's authorized to revoke is from the yayin. He says, "Mikuat mate, the late letzara lo hefer law." He's not entitled to revoke it vis-a-vis the tumat mate. Now the Ron is going to ask, "Why don't we give the same answer as we did before and say it's like a group plan? And so you're either in or out with this group plan." So the Ron says that there is, in other words, we never see that Naziris is divided between wine and the grape skins and the grape pits, but we do see there is a type of Naziris that we're going to have shortly in Masechet Nazir, Naziris Shimshon, where he's a Nazir only from wine and cutting his hair, but not from being Matam and Lamaitim, So if that's the case, maybe he's just revoking, the only thing he can revoke is with the wine, but not Sarah the Matim. So here she became to me with a dead person. So she should still be bound by it. So he says, Sarah lo hefer lo, Amri, tumat mei nami, itlat Sarah. So the Gemara says, even not being able to be Matam the Maid causes her anguish. The dechtiv, chayi tena libo. So it says, it is a pasuk in Kohelet. It says, "Tov lecha beit avel, v'bil lecha beit mishteh." It's better to go to a house of mourning than a house of partying. Shuhu sof kol adam, I think it says that's the end of everybody is with avelus. V'hachai yitein libo. Living should focus on. But Tanya, a remeir omer, my tefi b'hachai yitein libo. What does it mean, hachai yitein libo? Yispod, yispod in life. In other words, if I take care to give a proper hesped for people, Ribono Shalom will see that I get a proper hesped. If I take care and see that there's a proper bechi for people, so people will cry for me. Yikbor yikruni, if I take care to see the person's buried properly, so the person will also be buried properly. So that also, it's interesting on inui nefesh, how do you find inui nefesh? Up till now, we've been finding inui nefesh like physical, right? Like I'm not having food and things like that. Now the Gemara is saying, like, if I'm in a state of distress just from the fact that I can't attend to the funeral, that caused me inui nefesh. So there's no reason to think that the husband, you know, doesn't have a right to revoke the netter vis-a-vis that. Okay, let me do it quickly in the run and then move on. So he says, at the top line of the run, so then even after he revokes it, and in the Havamina, he only revoked vis-a-vis the grapes, the wine, but not Tuma. That, so she's still admonished concerning the Tuma. So the kasha, so again, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're only revoking what you have authority to do, not what you don't have authority to do. But if that's the case, so she's not out of this nazirus by any means. So Amri, to it make Nami itlatsara, hide the parik le hachi, lo parik in nazir lechatsan, keep the parik le el. So the Ron says, why don't we answer like we said before, that it's like all or nothing, like you registered for the nazirus program. Bishum the tuma in a tliyub in nazirus. He says, tuma is not dependent on nazirus. The ashkan is zero below tuma. We see you can have nazirus without proscription concerning tuma. Shrein nazir shimshon asur b'yayin. Nazir, if your person takes on, there's a type in nazirus. Nazir shimshon, you're prohibited in wine. But you could be mitam lemeitim. Could eat the parakamid of a second nazir, like we're going to have in daftal and a nazir. The came lo talya tuma b'nazirut. Efshonami to eat the easter tuma below easter chardine nazirut. So if that's true, since that tuma is not dependent on nazirut, so I could have the easter tuma without the easter of the other dinim of nazirut. So he wants to say that maybe those two could be divided between the wine and the tuma. Inami. The Kush the Milta, or the second answer, he says no. In Akanami, the Gemara could have answered that. He says, by La Terutz Lo Kid the Sakadaita, the Ain Tumen made Sa'ar, the Leita, El Tsara Itlay. The Gemara wants to be Mechadesh that there is Sa'ar by the maid. The Nafkamina, Shimnadra Shultilecha Beta Evel, Bala Meferla Mishaminu Nefesh. Nafkamina would be like this. Let's say she took a netter that she's not going to go to a house of mourning. Let's say she takes a netter, not a Nazira thing. A woman, a wife, just a netter, she's not going to go to a house of mourning. So can the husband revoke that vow? So the Gemara wants to be mechadesh, but that was also called inui nefesh. If a woman can't attend to the dead, you know, or the people, you know, things like that, that's also a type of inui nefesh for her. What's wrong? In other words, she is upset and distressed.
So she does not have a release valve to come and deal with her mourning, so therefore she's
going to be... No, it means that The Gemara says that you get a big sakhar for taking care of Gibra Hespe, the Mesa, and things like that. So if she can't do those things, it causes her a lot of agbas nefesh. Well, this in particular. And so that's called inui nefesh. Okay, so. Right.
Wait.
Well, you can't, right. That's you can't have a wine without the seeds. That's got to go all together. Okay.
What's the question?
Right. Well, okay, very quick because we're running out of time. Go ahead.
No, I said I wanted to know what the question was that he just asked.
He was just summarizing what we just did. He was saying that when it comes to wine, we can't say you're just doing the wine and not the grape seeds and the grape pits, but it could be that we said there's a type of Naziris where a person is a Nazir just from wine and from but not being Mitami Lamaitim. And it was like Shimshon, and he didn't cut his hair, but he was Mitami Lamaitim. He did come in contact with the dead bodies. Okay, now we'll have to go into the next mission, then we're going to wrap it up.
That's
okay, please, I don't have time. Please, let's all focus. I need silence and attention now. Okay, Manitin. Okay, Konam Shni Nene Labriot. If a woman says she makes a netter, I don't want to get benefit from anybody. I'm done with humanity. Konam shani nena lebriot. Eino yachol hafer. The husband cannot revoke the vow. Now, the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to have a question what this line means, but the simple pshat in the Gemara is that when she says lebriot, she doesn't think of her husband as being in that category. In the husband is one of the briot, but she doesn't have intent, so she's going to get hanah from her husband, but from nobody else in the world. Then and notwithstanding that neder, she can derive benefit from leket shechon peya, these the man oraniyim, because it comes out by the man oraniyim that it's azov ta azov, you leave it for them, so it's hefker, she's just zocha from the hefker. So the person doesn't even have a right to give them to one ani or another ani, so that she's entitled to take. And what the connection between that line, the earlier line, we'll see in the Gemara. Then konam levim nenimli, let's just say the neder that Konim Levim cannot get benefit from me. Yitlu al Korcho. Then the Konim and Levim, against her wishes, can take the Truma and can take the Maaser Rishon of Yerah Levi. In other words, she has to give it to somebody and she prohibited them all. No, they'll take it. Konim Elu, Levim Elu Nenim Le. But if she says, these Konim, let's say the Kohanim in Great Neck or something like that, and these Levim, Yitlu Achim, then other people could take it, the other Kohanim, other Levim would take it, and the ones in Great Neck can't. Okay, now, the Gemara says, focusing on the first line of the Mishnah, where she said, Konam is like prohibited like a korban, he's not going to benefit from the briot. So Alma Efshra Dimitsana Midilai. So since it must be Lefora that she can, because the Mishnah says, Eino Yachol LaHafer, the husband cannot revoke this vow. So it means it's not Inui Nefesh. So it must be that she could benefit from the husband. Otherwise, we can't figure out why he can't revoke it. If she can't benefit from anybody, then he's really in trouble. But it must be she can benefit from the husband. Michlal, Dabal, La, Michlal, Briyaru. So Lechora, it looks like when she says Briot, it means even though the word could include the husband, but her intent is not to include the husband. So Ema Sefer, let's go to the next line in the Mishnah. And then here the Bach has, he hits the Bav. Yecholol Yonot, Leket Shech Upeya. But the Tana Mishnah says she could derive benefit from Leket Shech Upeya, Aval, the implication being, Midbal Lo Achla. In other words, we think, now the Gemara is thinking, the reason that he can't revoke the vow is different than we said before. She can't revoke the vow not because she's getting benefit from the husband. Maybe she can't benefit even from the husband. But since she can get benefit from Leket Shechen Peah, so she's on her own. So she says, Alma Baal Bechlal Briyotu. So that would lead me to the conclusion the husband is included in the nether, if I assume the second line is explaining the halacha and the Mishnah. So Amar Ula, Niolam, and this should be Baal, I think. Where's space? Niolam Baal La Bechlal Briyotu. The husband's not Bechlal Briyot. Va'od, in Yecholah Firmini Shecholah Yenob Leket Shechel Peah. So the way Ula understands the Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah says, she's konam shinin no briot in a full affair, because the husband, she can get benefit from the husband. That's the first line. But then even if the husband, even the husband is very poor, he still can't revoke it, because she can benefit from leket shechen peah. So it's not ili nefesh. She can get the matnos and him, and she'll be okay. Rav Amar, Yolam Baal Bechlal Briyotu. Rav says no. A Baal is included in the Briyot, meaning she can't get benefit even from the husband. Uma Tam Ka Amar. And the flow of the Mishnah is, what's the reason? In other words, so he's saying the neder is that she can't get benefit from the Briyot, and it includes the husband. And why can he not be made fair? Ma Tam In Yechol HaFair, Nishichol Leino Beleket Shechul Peah. Since she has the outlet that she can benefit from Leket Shechen Peah, therefore the husband cannot revoke it for her. Now the last shot, Rav Nachman, what? Yeah, we're talking about Inui Nefesh. It's got to be Inui Nefesh. Inui Nefesh, what's Inui Nefesh? Okay, so let's just take a look. Now, Rav Nachman Amar, Yolam Baal Labifal Biyotu. So Rav Nachman says, no, the husband is not included in the briot, the way we said originally, the Haki Katani. And what we're learning in Mishnah, the flow is, Nitgarsha, Yicholino B'lechet Shechel Peah. In other words, Hinokinami, when she's married, she can benefit from the husband. In one second, he says, let's do the last round, four lines from the bottom. Rav Nachman Amar, Liolam L'Baal La B'chlal Briyot Hu, Shem Haki Lo Yafer, Shem Lo Eta Yicholino Mimenu, Apish Yicholino B'lechet Shechel Peah, Inu Nefesh Havi, who may fare. He says that according to this, even though she could benefit from Leket Shechen Peah, but he would be able to revoke it if he was included in it. Vahitani, Nitgarsha, Yicholayanop Leket Shechel Peah, Leitl Behu Tovarana, Gazibik Tiba Behu. If they're divorced, she can still benefit from Leket Shechen Peah. The Kamash Malan, Lechshin Nitgarsha, Zorbal, Yopakal, Yisra Briot. So the Chiddush is, according to Rav Nachman, that when they're divorced, now the husband becomes, in other words, when she makes the neder, the husband's not included in the neder. But when they're divorced, the husband now reverts to being in the neder. He says, and now the only thing she could get benefit from is Leket Shechel Peah. Okay, now the Gemara says, I think that's pretty much it. Now, let me just do quickly with this, and then that'll be it for today. There's so much more I wanted to do with you, but as Yosef says, it's not good to schedule it later. Now, although I did begin earlier on yesterday's daf today. What? Okay. But I did a little bit more on the yesterday's daf than I would, normally be have to do. Anyway, okay, wait. Now we said that the woman exposes her inui nefesh if she can't give a proper hesped, do everything. So he mentions that he has a whole piece on the hesped. So the Gemara says in Shabbos that the niftar hears the hespedim and the things that are said concerning him until the kvura. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains there are two reasons for the hesped. The Gemara's Matupak is the hesped, he says, is it Yikar the Shafi? Is it the quota mate? And it helps the Yiluna Shama the Niftar. There's many people that Yerut Shemayim for the year old the Hitarut concerning the hesped. Or maybe the hesped is for the Mishpacha and they want it. And this concludes the hesped is the quota Niftar. So the Gemara, the post comes like this. If a person says that I don't want any hespedim, so you have to listen to him. That's what he wants. And the fact that you're the relative is so tough luck. But if he says don't sit shiva for me, that's all. If he says don't shiva for me, so that's yikar dechayi. So he's not entitled to say that. Now we're running. I'll just one more minute of this. We won't do the whole thing, I guess. So he quotes when Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer passed away in Yerushalayim. So he left at Sabah. They didn't want any hespedim. So Reb Chaim Berlin was there, and he said that even though he said that they shouldn't have spayed him, he learned from by Avraham Avinu, he says, by Avraham spoke the Sarab of Kota, this is the difference between Hesped and Bechi. So he says that Hesped is, I describe all the, what a wonderful person he was and so forth like this, but Bechi is our loss. And so he says, we can mourn our loss, describe what loss we had. That's what he felt. Then the Gesher Chaim says, that a Gadol Yisrael gives Chabad not to give a hesped, you're allowed to be masbidim briefly and to be marif, but it's dafka shlo b'fanav. But b'fanav, you don't give a hesped. Then, but the true space Yaakov says, make a kach must be lo hesped. And then there's a famous case, the hesped noted who the Pnei Oshu. And Pnei Oshu passed away, so he left it Chabad also, he didn't want any hespedim. So the note of Yehuda, he said that Rabban Shlok Bol B'nei Agola, somebody who is such a Gadol for the B'nei Agola, we give a hesped, but Baal Hatshuva Me'ava, who is a Talmid of the Noda Yehuda, he was saying that this heter isn't so barur. Okay, I think that's got to be it tonight. Okay, let me one second.